Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, time now for Women's Division 3. Let's cross to our commentary team, Cam Side, starting with Mike. Good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you. We should stop meeting like this, Tobias.
It's becoming a bit of a habit, isn't it?
It is, every year, eh? We've had the four-minute cannon. We're about to do Women's third division. Lots of movement in this division so far this week. Four crews are on for Blades. That's Peterhouse 2, Murray Edwards 2, Kings 2 and Queens 2. Fruit and Spoons, Pit Hall 2, Sydney Sussex 2, Cats 2. They've gone down 5 places already. Oh dear. Queens 2 because at the bottom. And we've had one over bump, which is Homerton 2 on St Cats 2. My predictions, I think Murray Edwards 2. The whole college has a brilliant competition so far. They're on for Blades. They're chasing Clare. I think they're probably going to do it. So let's go to Daniel with a rundown.
Yes, Women's 3 Division. The rundown is as follows. Keys W2, Darwin W1, followed by Peterhouse W2, Clare W2, Murray Edwards W2, Trinity Hall W2, Walton W1, Clare Hall W1, Homerton W2, Sydney Sussex W2, Emmanuel W3, followed by Kings W2, Churchill W2, Queens W2, St Cats W2, Murray Edwards W3, Darwin W2, and at the back, Queens W3. Back to Mike.
So 5 seconds to the start. I'm standing, sort of, both the boats have been pushed out, standing alongside the Queen's boat, the Clare boat. Had an overheard in Cambridge moment on Wednesday when I was at the Riverside. Someone was saying that the number two in Clare boat looks very cute. I have to say they all look very pretty. So we're off. All top five boats, Keys 2, Darwin 1, Peterhouse 2 and Clare 2, getting good starts. But as predicted, Murray Edwards are closing the gap on Clare on first post reach, bringing it down to 3/4 of a length. They're both rating very well, actually, for this type of course. But I think Clare are not quite as ordered as the Murray Edwards boat that's chasing them. As I say, I predict this is going to be a bump. Further ahead, Keys 2, Darwin 1 and Peterhouse 2 all on station. Looking further back, things are getting exciting between Wolfson and Robbins. Wolfson and Trinity Hall 2. Tit Hall is being caught by Wolfson on first post reach. It's now down to about 3/4 of a length as they rode down. Wolfson are taking a slightly more south bank route, probably anticipating the apex of that first post corner. First back, you've got Clare Hall on stations with Homerton. Homerton are being gently caught up by Sussex. Further back, things get a little more exciting. There's Clearwater behind Sydney Sussex to the Emmanuel 3 crew. And then there's the King's crew. Looking slow, I have to say, being hotly pursued here by Churchill. Churchill 2 are now closing that gap on first post reach down to half a length. And I've got to say, they're rowing extremely smoothly. Do they belong in this league? I don't know. The gap's now half a length. King desperately trying to catch up with the Emmanuel boat. A length behind those is the Queen's boat as well. Let's stay with this for a moment. Still half a length between King and Churchill. Up the first post, what's happening, King?
Yep. Lucy?
Lucy?
Here at Grassy Corner, we have an incredibly close race. The Keys are about to be caught by Darwin W1. Darwin W1 are overlapping them. They haven't called the bump yet, but there's also an incredibly close Peterhouse are right behind Darwin. They are, and the bump has just been called here at Grassy Corner. Keys have been bumped by Darwin. Darwin narrowly avoiding being bumped by Peterhouse W2. That's Keys W2 on Darwin W1. Handing over.
So back at the first post reach, Mike. Back at first post reach, that hotly contested Churchill versus Kings versus Emmanuel has gone this way. Churchill bump up on Kings just before first post corner. Yes, Kim, that.
Okay, I've got Trinity Hall here, and I've also got Wolfson here. So I think it's a row over, and I believe down there, I can't quite see their blades. I believe it's Murray Edwards as well here on the bank. And I've just got Emma passing me now. Anything happening down by you, Eleanor?
No, there's nothing yet. Come around the corner onto Long Reach. Nothing here at all.
Lucy, okay, back at Grassy Corner?
This is Lucy back at Grassy Corner. I have Clare Hall being chased by Homerton W2, and they're both very close at the moment. I'd say the length between them is about 1/4 of a boat and closing, so it looks like Homerton may bump Clare Hall soon. But Clare Hall W1 are taking a very close route around the corner, and they are actually gaining a tiny little bit as a result of that. They're both pulling extremely hard, so it'll be interesting to see what happens around the next corner. They may bump on the reach. We'll just have to see. they're getting closer again. Can you see anything down there, Eleanor?
Nope, still nothing round the corner. So it's still not quite made it round here yet.
Alright, Kim, up here at first post corner, we've got St. Catherine's past me as well as Murray Edwards. And they are about a quarter of a boat length apart. It's very, very close. And I've got Darwin passing me by. But I can't see. So St. Catherine's have just gone around the corner. They're about half a boat length apart. To Lucy? Lucy here at Grassy Corner, and just to confirm, Claire Hall W1 has just been bumped by Pomerton W2, and they're pulling over now. So those two boats will be out of the race from here on in.
To Daniel. I'm down here at Clinton Corner. Peterhouse W2 have just passed me. That suggests there's been a bump between Darwin and Keys W2, between Darwin W1 and Keys W2, which I'm trying to confirm as we speak. Can you tell us any more about that, Lucy?
Yes, I can see a few boats coming towards me here at Grassy Corner. We have St. Cat's W2 being closely pursued by Murray Edwards, and Murray Edwards are at the moment about half a boat length behind St. Cat's W2, and possibly will catch them in the next few hundred metres, I imagine. And then probably about two boat lengths behind them, we have Darwin W2, so there doesn't appear to be much danger of them catching them. But actually, St. Cat's W2 have taken the corner well, and so far do seem to be opening up a little bit further of a lead, but it might be that because Murray Edwards are hugging the corner a little more tightly that they will make that up as soon as they get into the straight. In fact, that seems to be the case. I can't see very much more from here, unfortunately. The relative distances don't work. Do we have anything at the next corner?
Yes, I'm down here at Kitten Corner, and it looks like there has been a bump between Darwin W1 and Keith W2. Can you see any more down there, Eleanor?
No, nothing has come around the corner. I've just seen Peterhouse with a massive gap in between them. Possibly they pulled up on your corner, Daniel, if you want to go and have a quick look. But I've basically got Peterhouse easing it past now because there's nobody coming up behind them to bump them. They basically winded down. They don't need to push anymore. They're pretty much clear. Daniel, is there anything? You might have to run up to that bump.
Yes, I can confirm here at Ditton Corner there's been a bump between Homerton W2 and Clare Hall W1. To confirm, Homerton W2 have bumped on Clare Hall W1. That's the latest here at Ditton Corner. Other things happening here at Ditton Corner. The other teams passing me now include Darwin W2. They're following Murray Edwards W3, and ahead of Murray Edwards W3, St. Cat's. There's a slight overlap between St. Cat's and Murray Edwards, probably about a quarter of a boat length now, and Murray Edwards W3 being closely followed by Darwin W2. I would expect a bump to come very, very shortly. Can you see any more down there on the long reach, Eleanor?
Okay, so I just got... have just stopped for some... not sure why... they seem pretty comfortable. So they've just crossed the finishing line, so they're fine. So now we've got Emma, closely followed by Queens, sort of pulling up now as though it's finished. I'm not sure, Daniel?
Hi, this is Daniel at Ditton Corner. There's not much going on around here anymore. The last boat, Queens W3, are coming through Ditton Corner now. I can confirm the bump from earlier. Homerton W2 bumped on Clare Hall W1. They're moored at the Ditton Corner. Otherwise, not much going on here. Eleanor, what's going on down there on the long reach?
So all the boats are basically pulling into the side. There's lots of cheering. I'm just going to go and find out if there's been a bump. I don't think there has. Everyone's just pulling in. Hi. Hi, has there been a bump or is it just pulling in because you finished the race? Okay, so the finishing line.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm actually beyond the finishing line. All the boats are just coming past and celebrating now. So not actually much race action up here.
Okay, Mike. Lucy.
This is Lucy. I'm just here to confirm that Darwin W2 and Keys... Sorry, Darwin W1, who bumped on Keys W2, who are the number 1 and 2 in this division, at the start of the race, are now heading back down towards you, having sort of finished the race. And I can also see coming towards me some other boats, which presumably bumped earlier in the course. There's Claire and Murray Edwards, I believe. That's not right. There's someone who looks like Claire coming down. I think that's Claire. There's not much to report from here. The race is basically over here. Is there anything
Daniel,
else coming?
to Daniel.
Daniel, go ahead.
I'm going at Clifton Corner. Darwin W2 have bumped on Murray Edwards W3. That's Darwin W2 bumped on Murray Edwards W3. I can confirm that down here at Ditton Corner. Otherwise, all the boats have now gone past me. Eleanor, any more news down there?
Not really. Everybody's just sort of finishing, pulling over. Queens didn't quite realise they finished, still rearing at race pace, and then just been informed, so they've stopped. And everyone's just celebrating.
So, let's recap what we've seen so far then. We know at the top that Keys 2 were bumped by Darwin around the grassy corner area. That left Peterhouse 2 to row over. Between those were Claire and Murray Edwards. Claire moving down the last couple of days, and Murray Edwards on for Blades. We didn't see them come through, and they certainly were, that gap was closing as they went round first post corner. Did anyone see what happened between Claire W2 and Murray Edwards W2?
Yeah, and I'm afraid I have nothing particular to report on that either. I can see Murray Edwards coming back now, and they are wearing foliage, so I presume that they did bump Claire earlier on in the race.
So that confirms it. And I think it was just round, just before first post corner, where Murray Edwards bumping Claire. That means they're raising their flag. That's Murray Edwards 2 bumping Claire, because Murray Edwards has succeeded in getting Blades. Behind those, Trinity Hall and Wolfson, Trinity Hall 2 and Wolfson 1. Trinity Hall were on for Spoons. Wolfson were gaining on them along the first post reach. Any sign of those crews at all, Kim?
Yes. Yeah. Down here at first corner, I believe there was a bump. Wolfson possibly on Trinity Hall. Lucy?
This
is Lucy. I can confirm that we did see Wolfson work past us earlier, and that they were wearing foliage or greenery, as we should be correctly calling it, and they did bump. So that means, what was that, Wolfson on Trinity Hall, I believe.
Yeah. So Trinity Hall will be taking a black-painted spoon home with them tonight. We've got Wolfson celebrating for managing to get their first bump of the competition. Claire Hall 1 were bumped by Homerton 2. Sydney Sussex 2 were also on for Spoons, but I believe we saw Emmanuel 3, who were the ones chasing them, quite late on in the course. Do we know what happened to Sydney Sussex 2 at all, Eleanor?
I can't see them, no. I'm sorry, no information here. I will have a quick investigate if we go back to you.
And behind those, since we're not sure whether Sydney Sussex ended up with Spoons or whether they avoided those, Kings were on for Blades, but they were denied their Blades, being bumped by Churchill 2 on the entrance to first post. Behind those, we had Queens and St. Cats. Queens 2 and St. Cats 2, that is. Now, Queens 2 were also looking to get Blades, with Churchill bumping out, likely to be denied. Have we seen those row through at Ditton? That Queens 2 boat, Daniel?
Yes, Daniel, I can confirm that Darwin W1 have bumped on Keys W2 right at the very top of the division. Darwin W1 and Keys 2 have passed me now. It looks like there's definitely been a bump there. Darwin W1 bumping on Keys W2.
Any
I can also confirm here that Sydney Sussex and Emma both rode over. Emma, Sydney Sussex W2 and Emma W3 both rode over. So there was no bump in the end.
I'm Daniel.
Not sure about that.
Any sign of Queens and St. Cats 2? Queens 2 and St. Cats 2?
Okay.
Not at Ditton Corner.
Okay. Behind that, we had Murray Edwards 3, bumped by Darwin 2 around Grassy, which left Queens 3 to row over the back. So only unaccounted results we've got so far are for Queens 2 and St. Cats 2. What we'll do is we'll head back to the studio and do a results update for the last two divisions, Men's 4 and Women's 3, in a few minutes' time. Back to the studio.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.